Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area for local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And also, just to make sure that we are also representing everybody, sir, just wanted to ask you, which state do you currently reside? Is it Arizona?
Yes.
All right, perfect, sir. And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And what is the year of your birth?
1958.
58? Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. Appreciate it. 58. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Thank you. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Lifelong Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Okay. I appreciate it, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power? You may use any number.
It definitely has a lot of power.
Okay, so between 0 and 10,
Eight or nine.
Okay, not a problem, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican, Donald Trump, third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate.
Democrat, down ballot.
Democrat, okay. Thank you, sir. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Rubén Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
No, I'm chasing Rubén.
Rubén. Oh, okay, sir. I appreciate your opinion, sir. And here are some three statements. People indicate which of them, can you please indicate in this case, which of them is closest to your own view? The first one, it says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second statement, it says that I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third option, it says that I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and it should be illegal. Which one out of the three statements I read to you, let's say, is closest to your own view?
I think abortion should be legal.
Oh, okay. I see, sir. Not a problem. Thank you for your opinion. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. The next one, it says that abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. The next one, it says that abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. The next one, it says abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
I don't want abortion banned in Arizona, no.
Oh, okay. And In this case, based on what you know, on those statements that I read to you, which one best describes the situation right now when it comes to abortion's legality in Arizona? Do you think
I don't think anybody has the right to decide for women what they need or not need.
Oh, I understand, sir, but unfortunately I cannot write down your opinion out of the options that I read to you, which one, let's say, that is closer, at least, to your own view. The first one, it says that abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona.
Yes.
The next one, okay. I see, sir. Thank you, sir. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, and different about abortion access in Arizona?
Access?
Are you access, abortion access?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, and different, somewhat concerned?
No, because if it's legal, it should be allowed, yes, everywhere.
All right, but out of the options that I read to you, because once again, I cannot write down your answer, sir, which one would you select that is, let's say, at least closer to your own view or your opinion?
I don't know. My own view says that it should be legal and they should have access to it.
No. The statement, it says the following once again. It says, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned?
Yes,
some
extremely.
Concern. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And as you may know...
What?
And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Have you heard
I hope our state protects the rights to it, yes.
Okay, and well, in this case, would you say that you have heard a lot? You have heard some? You have heard...
Oh, I've heard about it, yes.
But out of the options that I read to you, sir, which one would you say that is closer to your opinion?
I don't know what answer you're looking for here.
Yes,
I know what's going on in my state.
I cannot write down your answer. Once again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. The survey has statements or questions, and it has multiple answers for you to get to choose one. I'm reading the answers, so that way you can tell me, because I cannot assume or select mine, because it's your opinion, what we're looking for, which one is closer, at least, to your opinion or your own view. So in this case, what we're asking you is, as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. What we were asking you is how much you have heard about ballot measure in your state to guarantee that state constitutions protect the right to abortion. We were asking if you have heard a lot, if you have heard some, if you have heard only a little, or if you heard nothing at all.
I've heard a lot of it.
A lot of it? Okay. Thank you, sir. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side? Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion.
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah. You say yes, right? Just to make sure. All right, not a problem. And here is the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. It says A. Letter A, like it says, a yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fatal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fatal viability means the point in the pregnancy when the in good faith judgments of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability. The state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion.
Correct.
The next. Oh, okay. Understood, sir. And the next one is a no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. And
no,
after
that would be a
After reading the ballot,
on the state, but state shouldn't have any authority over any of it. But yes, that would be a yes. You said it was going to be a no answer, right?
It says a no. I mean, I read both to you. I read both to you because you know we cannot. We have to.
State shouldn't have any.
We cannot like skip it. Let's say I cannot just read. Let's say part A or part B or just let's say good or you know we have to try with the full.
Yeah, I have to wait. I have to wait till I read it because I don't understand the way you're putting it.
And after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
So that would be, I want the state to protect the right.
Oh, okay. I see, sir. And thank you for your opinion and for letting us know that, sir. We're almost done. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Can you please, in this case, I'm going to read the responses. Can you please stop me or let me know? You can pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. The first option, it says freedom. The next one, it says making decisions about your own body. The next one, it says responsibility to younger and future generations. The next one, it says responsibility to women. The next one, it says empathy. And you can stop me, you know, when I get to one that you think that is one of the of your, let's say, values behind your decision. After empathy, we have privacy. The next one we have is safety. Next one would be rights. Next one it says control over your own life. And the last option it says equality.
Okay, quality of life is on my own life, yes.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for letting us know that. And out of equality, which other option would you choose as well out of the ones that I read for you?
I would just choose the in my own if I had a choice.
Oh, okay. I see. Thank you, sir. Let me make a decision with you. Thank you, sir, for clarifying that. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No, I'm going to vote for you. Definitely.
Okay, would you say that it makes you then much more motivated then to vote, or just somewhat more motivated, sir?
Much more motivated.
Much more? Okay, perfect, sir. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate? Would you say that it doesn't make it in this case like much less likely to vote for the candidate if they support this ballot measure, or would you say that it's somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate? Would you say that it would make no difference for you? Would you say that somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate, that it will make you somewhat more likely to vote for them? Or the last option is that it will make you much more likely to vote for the candidate in this case.
I don't know what you're saying, but I would vote with the party. So.
All right, not a problem. And if you learn, in this case, a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, the one that I read to you in regards to the abortion, would that make you less or more likely to vote for this candidate if they oppose, or does it make a difference? Oh, okay, less likely. And would you say much less likely, sir, or somewhat less likely, sir?
Oh, a lot less likely.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting us know, sir, for your opinion. To the best of your knowledge, sir, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
No, the Democrats definitely want abortion legal.
To be accessible then nationally, would you say?
Nationally.
Only in the state? Oh, okay. Understood, sir. And thank you for letting us know. And to the best of your knowledge, Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Both the state and national want abortion bans total.
Okay, both of them, and in your own view? Okay, understood, sir, and thank you for letting us know and clarifying. So both, let me see. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Want a national? Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for letting us know. We're almost done. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important? Somewhat unimportant?
It's very important.
Very important. Okay, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your opinion. And when thinking about for who to vote in the race for president, how important is it that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important? Somewhat important?
Extremely.
Okay. I see, sir. Thank you. And you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. It says that Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover for the government through a series of policy proposals. It concludes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies.
No Project 2025 ever.
All right. Well, you said that in this case, very unfavorable to you, or do you feel
extremely
very unfavorable? All right. Understood, sir, and thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported they supported, in this case, the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you less or more likely to vote for this candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate, sir? Would you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it won't make any difference. I won't.
It won't make no difference? Okay, thank you, sir.
Because, yeah, that's how I don't want it. Nobody wants Project 2025.
Nobody wants it. All right. Not a problem, sir.
Especially a minority.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. And we appreciate that, sir. Before we finish, we would like to give you, in this case, some statements. Now we have some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Can you please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure? The first statement, sir, it says that science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat, who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Will that make a very convincing reason for you to support them?
No.
Somewhat. Not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not any reason at all.
At all. Okay, sir, and thank you for letting us know. And it says that abortion, the next statement, it says that abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let the states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. Does it make that a very convincing reason to support them? Somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, sir, or a not a convincing reason at all to support them based on that statement.
I wouldn't vote for any of them that are for it.
Understood, sir, and thank you for your opinion. We appreciate that. And the next one, it says that Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victim of incest. Does that make you a does that make a very convincing reason for you to support them, a somewhat convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
I don't. They shouldn't be involved in it to start with.
Not a problem, sir. And we have also some statements, not only from Republicans, but also some by some people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Can you please rate each statement in this case on how convincing is it to vote for the Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure? It says in the first statement, says that if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats. And it says Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Does that make it a very convincing reason for you to support them, a somewhat convincing reason for you to support them, not a very convincing reason, or not at all?
I wouldn't support anybody that's supporting Project 2025.
All right, so it will be a not a convincing reason at all, just to make sure.
No.
All right, perfect, sir. And the last statement, it says that for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make their healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Does that statement, sir, make it a very convincing reason for you to support the Democrat Party in this case, a somewhat convincing reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that in this case, very convincing reason or somewhat convincing reason, just to make sure?
Very convincing.
A very convincing reason. Okay, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your...
8 or 9.
9? Okay. I see, sir. Not a problem. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein,
It would be Harris.
Harris. Oh, okay. And if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you on the side, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I think it should be state and federal.
Oh, okay. So it will be then, yes?
They should both protect it.
Oh, okay. Understood, sir. And thank you for letting us know. Before we finish, just would like to make sure again and ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom will you vote to be your senator, Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Ruben.
Ruben, okay. Thank you, sir. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree, metallurgy.
Master's degree. All right. Perfect, sir. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single?
Married.
Separated? Married. Okay, sir. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No? Okay, sir. Thank you. And do you consider yourself one? Heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else.
Straight.
Straight, okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay, sir. And then last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not need a specific amount, sir. It's just an estimate.
Right at 50K with me and my wife.
50K. All right. Not a problem, sir. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, sir, and your time tonight. You have a great evening. Thank you for your opinion once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.